When I feel better about myself, I just listen to motivational speeches on, like, YouTube. That sounds really sad. But, like, I go, like, I do, like, rugby ones. Just some source of well-being. So whether it be listening to your favourite song or playing your favourite instrument or, yeah, or, yeah, going and doing your own favourite hobby. So say you're really mad about scootering or skateboarding or something, and you feel bad, so you just you go and do it and you feel better. Could help.
Like, you could go to maybe a close and trustworthy friend to talk about it, or your school, maybe, to get everything sorted out.
So they could make, like, an app or something, and you could, like, it would have, like, certain, like, symptoms, like hot or something, and then you'd, like, look at, like, all the things that if you're hot, and then it might tell you more in depth about, like, maybe if you're, like, sneezing a lot and things like that.
When you know, might know someone who has had it before, so maybe they could help.
You could go onto, like, a website or something, like, everyone could, like, sign up if they've had something before. So you could, like, put yourself on there to say that you've had it, so you can, like, go to them and you know what it's like or something.
Or, like, a chat room.
Yeah,
like a forum. Maybe there should be, like, a website, and when you're born, you get automatically registered onto it, and then you put in any illnesses that you've had, and then how it was, and that.
I'm not saying it's the best way, but maybe we could use real stories that have happened before about maybe people that have taken drugs and something bad has happened to them.
And would it matter if those stories were from young people, people similar to you?
It would probably help if it was similar age, yeah, or maybe people around, like you'd have, like, location-based stories, so it'd be, like, people in Torbay.
So would that be more powerful for you?
Yeah, probably, because it would show that it's actually happening around you and it's not just some story.
I was going to say, Jeremy Kyle does it really well. Like, he has, like, a special, like, squad who, like, do, like, drug rehabilitation stuff, and, like, they, like, help people to help them. It'd be quite expensive, though.
Children could have lessons during the week.
Well, the only reason I really watch Jeremy Kyle is, like, on YouTube, I like watching the best bits, like Security Steve and stuff like that, because Security Steve is, like,
so
awesome.
It entertains you, Dan. But does it scare you in any way, the fact that there's people on there?
Yeah, like, the fact, like, that just people get into, so, like, horrible problems. And, like, it kind of makes you feel better about your life as well. You could do some spiritual stuff. Not even in a funny way, but, like, so say you're, like, a child, yeah, and you're crying, and you go to, like, your mum, and your mum just gives you a hug. You feel better. So maybe if you feel better about yourself, you can sort of feel less ill.